If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard. It is a Friday into a weekend edition. So, yeah, it's a weekend edition. Sports weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden along the way. We got a full cast of characters today and this weekend. We look forward to it as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more. Yeah, Olympic Games closing ceremonies will cap the weekend on Sunday. But the baseball is good. You've got some preseason football. I mean, the Carolina Panthers, I mean, they go up to Foxborough, they get beat, and then their plane goes off the runway at Charlotte's Douglas International Airport. Dave Canales, the new head coach, you talk about a star-crossed organization. So anyways, but everyone, you know, no kidding aside, we had a terrible Brazilian plane crash today with 62 people on board killed. But the Carolina Panthers had a scary moment at the airport, returning in the wee hours of the morning. On Friday morning from Foxborough, where they got beat by the Patriots. But, yeah, Lions, Giants last night, the preseason football, you know, it's a casual glance. But Caleb Williams is going to start for the Bears. He will at least see some action on the road for the Bears on Saturday at Buffalo. So that might be one of the things to keep an eye on. The other thing is, too, is college football right around the corner. I mean, it is just creeping up on us. I mean, we're going to be into the middle of August next week, and then we're going to be 2 weeks out, and we look forward to it. All right, Innovative Wellness, too, with we heard about peripheral neuropathy. How about their wellness athletic supplement packs? These packets created to supplement your daily lifestyle and allow your body to, again, get the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. The packet includes multivitamins, omega fish oil, D3, K2, 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food intake. And taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic, more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs, InnovativeWellness.Center. All right, we come back. It'll be Tyler Levine, DJ Shields will join us bottom of the hour. Ty Roberts, the director of a new movie coming out about the Dallas-Fort Worth Little Leaguers, a story that is 22 years old but still resonates today. We'll do that all part of the hour here on this portion of Sports Weekend. Here on Sports Byline. We're coming right back. Hurting, I felt like dying.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. Marty Terrell here as we talk the world of sports. Daniel Ogden in San Francisco. Tyler Levine is in Miami. We're going to go to Dallas for DJ Shields, and we'll go back to Fort Worth, Texas for Ty Roberts. So we've got a full hour here as we take you through the weekend. Tyler, welcome aboard, pal. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. How much stock do you put in preseason football? I don't put a lot into it, but I'll find a way on this weekend. I want to see Caleb Williams have a series. You know, the Patriots with their number one pick, Drake May, won series last night against the god-awful Carolina Panthers. You know, I get it, preserving your picks, but you got to get these guys into action. So preseason football, it bothers me because it's just, you know, and teams include it as part of the season ticket package. It's not even scrimmages. Practices are more combative than these preseason games. I think they're a complete ripoff. We used to get four a year, now down to three. I think they should play two, have some scrimmages, and call it good. I'm dead serious. How about you? Preseason football.
I mean, I'm good not doing any preseason. I think Joe Burrow suggested it best, is scratching the preseason, adding on an extra game to the season, and pushing the Super Bowl back a week. So it falls on President's Day weekend, giving us all Monday off after the Super Bowl, which, calling it for what it is, that's what everyone in America wants anyways. I don't put any stock in them in terms of, you know, I'm going to look at that and hold something against a team or look at a team and think that they're going to have a good season based on what I'm seeing. However, I do hold some stock in it for individual players. And I think that especially for rookies, it is a chance to either play well and build momentum off of that or make mistakes and learn early and have that feeling and experience the game at the speed that they're just not used to at the college level. Because no matter what practices you do, they have these practices now where two teams will show up. There's nothing like the speed of an actual game in live time with guys flying around. And you look back to last season, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, CJ Stroud did not have a good preseason and made a lot of mistakes and did not look good. Terrible. And everyone got on his bandwagon. And everyone was like, oh, this guy's not going to be the guy. He did poorly on his testing. He didn't play well in the preseason. But, and he said this, he used that as an opportunity to make mistakes, learn from the mistakes, and look at the season that he had. So I think it's good for some of the younger guys to get reps and, you know, maybe stand out, make the team. But I'm not holding this against anybody positively or negatively in terms of, you know, team play.
Yeah, fair or unfair, I'm going to bring up Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not saying the injury was the result of, you know, not playing in it. But look, his first, he played four plays last year. He blew his Achilles. Now, that could have happened, you know, crossing the street. You know, people have blown out their Achilles, taking out the trash. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, I agree with Joe Burrow. I agree with your take 100%. Play an 18-game season. Forget these preseason games. I mean, Foxborough, Massachusetts last night, I mean, you're paying – but the season ticket holders don't have a choice. You know, it's either you take them or you pay for them or you don't get in. I mean, it's just – or, you know, get your full season package. It's a disgrace. It absolutely is. Why do you think the players' union is going to fight this 18-game regular season? Because the league – Goodell wants to do it, and he wants to do it yesterday. They're going to do it. The players' association is going to fight it. Is the bargaining chip preseason just saying, scrub it, owners? You know, you can't have your cake and eat it. We're not playing 18 games, and you're going to subject us to this, you know, this cockamamie, you know, preseason. We're not doing it. Is that going to be the bargaining chip?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it should be. And ultimately, if you're the owners, why would you – you're going to make way more money off of an actual live-time real game anyways. So who really cares about these preseason games? They're not necessarily – I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe they're selling out. And even if they are, I'm sure you got people leaving at some, you know, leaving early and all this stuff. And I think when push comes to shove, that if that is the negotiation, it would be silly of the NFL to not to take that. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do. Scrap the preseason if you want us to play more games. And I think that's a good thing for the league. I think it's good for the fans. I think it's good for the players. I believe that allows them to report a little bit later in the preseason as well, which they'll like. So it's good. I think it would be good to do that.
Yeah, Tyler Levine with us. You know, I was just thinking today, you know, Terrell and Tyler, or Tyler and Terrell has a nice ring to it. I love having you on, man. I really do. Hey, by the way, programming note, DJ Shields is going to join us at 25 after, Tyler. I want you to hang in. We're going to talk some Dak Prescott. I mean, he has not played a preseason game in 4 years. He will not play on Saturday night when the Cowboys, who train in Oxnard, California, will play the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi. Again, he's got an ankle. He's got a little soreness. Of course, you know, we all know he doesn't play preseason games. Hasn't played in one preseason game in the Michael McCarthy era. So I wish the charade would end up. Here's a charade for you. How about the University of Michigan? Now, we had Ward Manuel, their AD, on last week. Who do they bring back as their honorary captain for their home and season opener on August 31st, other than Jim Harbaugh? He's coming back. Tell me this isn't a big FU to the NCAA. They come down with sanctions. They're going after Coach Moore, Harbaugh's suggestion. They're going to absolutely put up a steel ironclad gate, wrought iron steel gate, that if Harbaugh ever wants to come back to college football, he's going to face some very serious sanctions. He pulled a Pete Carroll. He got a championship. He got out of Dodge ahead of the NCAA investigation, and now he comes back as their honorary captain. Let me tell you something. Michigan is flipping off the NCAA. Go ahead. Tell me.
I mean, as they should, man. I mean, this is a witch hunt. If you actually dig in to what these allegations are and what the quote-unquote evidence, if you could even call it that, is, it's just – it's pathetic. I mean, the NCAA – Colin Coward said it best. You know, they're grasping at straws here. It's a witch hunt. The NCAA is no longer what it was. They don't have any power. They're a pathetic excuse of an organization. And I love to see what Michigan is doing here. So I'm all for it, 100%. It's, you know, we see this all the time. I mean, how many years did it take them to give Reggie Bush back his Heisman? There's just all these. The NCAA never seems to get it right for me, ever, under any circumstances. There are a handful of times that I've ever thought, oh, wow, they handled this well and this was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, and we don't need to go into it because it's revisionist history. I just thought, you know, having a guy dressed with, Central Michigan team garb down on the sidelines. Listen, here's what I'm going to say. If we think this is, you know, if we think Michigan's the only school that doesn't resort to, two wrongs don't make a right, you know, all these cliches come out. Fact of the matter is, Harbaugh's an envelope pusher. He always has been. He always has been, whether it's recruiting. But the bottom line is, they won a national championship. The idea that they scouted and, you know, bugged the Michigan State and sideline stuff, I'm not buying it any more than I'm going to really say the Houston Astros when, you know, when Alex Cora you know, where they're banging a rubbish barrel because, you know, it, you know, 2 pounds on the rubbish barrel means a fastball's coming. Listen, chicanery, trying to get an edge. If you're not cheating, you're not trying in sports is as old as the sports themselves. Okay. So I agree. We get all this groundswell and all this craziness. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It really and truly doesn't. So I agree. But don't you think it's funny though, that they're bringing Harbaugh back though? I mean, this is amazing. The same week the NCAA lowered the boom. I love it.
It's the best, man. I absolutely love to see it. It makes me proud to be a Michigan fan. I love it. Stick it to them. Show them you don't care. Let them know you know it's pathetic, and so does everybody else. It's a witch hunt. Come on, let's move on.
Give me one quick take, so we're going to go heavy into football. Women win. They're going to take on the French women for the golden women's hoop. Men, basketball, France. I'm worried. You know what? Are we going to get a split here? Is France going to get their gold medal? Are they? Seriously, either men or women. The home court, it's Paris. It's 2024. I don't see a gold sweep by the U.S. Something tells me something goofy, something controversial is going to happen. Give me a quick take.
Well, I think that the women are definitely going to take it home. I think that if I had to pick who I'm more confident in, if I had to bet on one of the two teams and I was only allowed to bet on one, I would take the women. They just seem to have, not that the men don't, but they have a serious leg up in terms of talent on their squad versus the other women's team. Versus on the men's side, there are legit bona fide NBA players that play on both sides here for France and the United States. And it's going to be interesting. You know, after a 17-point comeback, it's very easy to have a letdown game after that.
It's going to be interesting. You're right. Jason Tatum, the 11th man on a 12-member team, and he is enduring a nightmare that any professional athlete is enduring. And that is, he's not saying much, but his mother is lashing out on what is known as X, formerly known as Twitter. Athletes don't like it when moms and wives get into the fray. All right, we're coming back here. And again, DJ Shields will join us from Dallas-Fort Worth. We'll talk some football, college, and pro. Ty Roberts a little bit later on from the Lone Star State on a new movie called You Gotta Believe about a Little League team 22 years ago. We're coming back here on Sports Weekend on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, on a football weekend. Yeah, we're still talking football. That's right, college and pro going to unveil here. European Premier League soccer next week. It's going to be crazy, folks. It's here. Summer is whittled down, really, when you get to it. 3 weeks, and we will be diving headlong into football and obviously both college and pro, so we look forward to that. All right, let's get him in here, DJ Shields. DJ, what's going on, Marty and Tyler, as we head down to Texas? What's up, DJ?
Marty, what's going on, my man? Tyler, how you doing down there?
Doing good, baby, doing good.
We're doing good. Hey, it seems like every time I talk to you, we start with the Cowboys, and we got a couple for you here. Dak Prescott will not play on Saturday night against the Rams. I didn't realize he hasn't played a preseason game in 4 years, for crying out loud. I mean, what are we dealing with here? 31 years old, China doll, or what are we dealing with here with Dak? Let's hear.
Hey, man, they need to save Dak. They don't need him out there running around getting hurt. I think they know what they're doing with him, you know, for the preseason, sending him out those games. He's proved that, again, he can win during the season, just not in the playoffs. So they know what kind of program they're dealing with, and that's what they're doing.
I got to ask you, because I can 100% understand what you're saying with Dak. I don't think it makes sense for him to play in the preseason either, but what do you make of Jerry Jones saying it's not a priority to sign CeeDee Lamb an extension, and CeeDee Lamb quoting that tweet that was posted and saying, LOL, little drama?
Ty, to me, that's absolutely insane, because as we all know, CeeDee Lamb is one of the best receivers in the NFL. The way that he led the team last year, and just how he's able to get open or, you know, draw double coverage so someone else can get open. I think for Jerry Jones kind of laughing that off, it's kind of a slap in the face. If I was CeeDee Lamb, I wouldn't be happy, I'll tell you that, because they need CeeDee Lamb. It's almost like Jerry is trying to sabotage Dak in a way by not letting him be on the team this year and making him sit out. But if I was CeeDee, I'd be very upset about that. He certainly would like to.
Hey, talking to Tyler, full disclosure, he's a Michigan fan through and through, so you got to understand where he's coming from. But this was a rough week for Michigan. The NCAA, you know, is coming down. We got a level one infraction pending against new coach Sherrone Moore. He's already been implicated and, I'll use the word, convicted, or at least charged and assessed, you know, a written warning that he has got a level two infraction. This Michigan program is, obviously defending champions. Ohio State and Georgia look like the cream of the crop right now. Now Harbaugh gets invited back on the same week, within days, that the NCAA says if he's coming back to college football at any point, he's going to go through due diligence, he's going to come back, and he's going to face serious, serious allegations of charges of recruiting violations and a lot of other stuff. Very serious, at least in the eyes of the NCAA. Let's get your take on what is, in my opinion, either a huge mess or a big, fat nothing burger up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Let's hear.
I think it's absolutely wild, because I think, you know, with him coming back to Michigan, he already bolted for the NFL. My opinion is, you know, he knew what was going on, when it was going on, when they went to the national championship, got through those games last year, and won it. So I feel like all along he's known what's going on to some extent. And with him coming back, I think it's kind of a mistake, because for one, if he comes around there, I don't know if he's going to get cheered for, if they're going to boo him out of the stadium. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, they're never booing him. He's a legend. I mean, this is a witch hunt, man. There's nothing in this. It's the NCAA. This is what they do. They find something to try and stay relevant. They throw some BS allegations around. You know, Harbaugh's never coming back to college. He's staying in the NFL for the rest of his career. He wants to win a Super Bowl like his brother. Marty, I'm leaning significantly towards, and regardless of my fandom for Michigan, this is a nothing burger. 99% of what the NCAA throws around are nothing burgers, and that's it. Every team is doing this stuff for recruiting. The Connor Stallion stuff is a little bit different, but even so, we spoke about this before. Yeah. You think teams aren't getting creative in ways to scout other teams? It's not like they were flying drones like the Canadian soccer teams at the Olympics over practice fields. This is insane to me.
Well, guys, and I'll let you weigh in first, DJ, and then Tyler. Look, the NCAA saw this with Pete Carroll. They said the same thing. And Pete Carroll had a hell of a career, and, you know, if you knew how to hand the ball to Beast Mode, they would have beaten the Patriots and won that Super Bowl out in Phoenix. But, you know, he didn't. He decided to pass it. They jumped the pass route, and we all know that the Patriots got another Super Bowl that they, quite frankly, got outplayed and should have lost. That being said, I don't know, you know, we've seen this before, DJ. Pete Carroll basically cheated like hell at Southern Cal, went up to Seattle, and had a pretty good NFL career.
Yeah, Tyler, and I think – you know, kind of to your point, the NCAA, they do look into that, and they try to make the coaches look bad. Sometimes the players look bad. But at the same time, the proof is there. Why was Coach Moore deleting the text message, right? I know you're a Michigan fan. I get it. You're like me talking about Texas. We don't do anything wrong. But Texas,
nothing.
We didn't do that. You're lying. We didn't do that. So I get what you're saying. But at the same time, it seems like they do have something. So I guess we can just wait. We'll wait like everybody else. See what comes out and see what really happens from this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think that there's definitely stuff that was happening. I'm not going to just turn the blind eye to that and say, oh, this is, you know, nothing went on at all. I just think it's regular activity based on, you know, what these top programs are doing for recruiting, what they're doing for scouting. I think it just happens a lot more often, and every now and then they essentially just decide. I don't know if they just have a dartboard in the office over there with these teams listed, and they, you know, put the blindfold on and throw it at the board and say, all right, who are we going to go after now? But I do agree 100% that there's definitely sketchy stuff that was happening. I just think that it happens a lot more than people realize or want to realize or are willing to accept.
All right, we're giving you some football talk. Go ahead, DJ, then I'll reset because I want to talk about the 12-team playoff. But go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler, you're accurate on that. They are digging, and I think everyone does it. It was kind of like when the Astros were stealing signs, right, in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
Listen,
yep.
At the end of the day, you can steal the signs, you can steal the plays, but you still got to stop them. You still got to execute them. And if you can't do that, none of that even matters. So I get it, you know, and you're a Michigan fan. Like I said, if I was a Texas fan, I'd be like, we didn't do anything wrong. But to some extent, something's going on, and we'll just see how it shakes out.
DJ Shields there, Tyler Levine as well. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Weekend. Guys, it's unprecedented. Name another sport which will trifold, three times larger playoff. Instead of four, it's going to be 12. There's no sport in the history that has ever tripled in 1 year the number of teams that they're going to have in the postseason. Let's start with you, DJ. How fired up are you for this 12-team playoff? Is this going to be a little miniature NCAA March Madness played out in the month of January with America's most popular sport, football? Is this going to be ill-advised? 12-team playoff. Let's hear your take. Year one, about to begin.
Man, I love it because you get 12 teams. You know, before when we had the BCS, I hated that because you're letting really a computer determine who the best team is, and I don't think that's the right way of doing it. Once they went to the other playoffs, the playoff selection is – I didn't like that either because I don't feel like you have enough teams. I felt like it needed to be at least eight, right? So you have 12, and I think it's going to be awesome because you may get – some of these smaller schools that go undefeated but get a chance to sneak in at the end, and they may knock off some of these bigger schools. So I think it gives almost everybody and anybody that can compete, that wins 10 games, wins 11 games, it can give them a shot to make it and prove that they're the best team in the country. You know, before you couldn't do that when you had the Boise States and the teams like that that would go, you know, 10-0, 11-0. They wouldn't really get it. They would get in the bowls, but they wouldn't get a shot at a national championship. Now you create that. If they can happen to get in the playoffs and they can knock off, you know, a Texas or a Ole Miss or Alabama, if they can knock one of these teams off, then they get an actual shot to win the national championship and make their school look really good.
I 100% agree. I think this is going to be an absolute smashing hit on all sides. I think it's good for the schools. I think it's great for the players. And I think it's amazing for the fans. I just think that everyone, it was a really unfortunate thing that every season it would come down to this quote-unquote selection committee, and you always knew that there was one team that was going to get the short end of the stick that we all wanted to see in the playoffs. And now we don't see that. And to add on to DJ's point, this is the coolest part about this for me. These smaller schools, these people that are normally on the outside, these people that always get a bowl game but never really get a true chance to win a national championship, get to compete. And we see it all the time throughout the season. These big teams usually lose one or two games, you know, outside of the top two who might go undefeated, but they usually lose a game or two. And everyone in the top 12 is capable of winning a football game on any given night. And I just think that, Marty, I really liked your comparison to March Madness because it's one of the most beautiful thing in all of sports, the Cinderella stories. And I think that this is really propping us up and the sport up in general to have a lot deeper and more historic storylines outside of these powerhouse teams that we expect to win it every year, that are in the playoff pretty much every year. It gives them more to do to accomplish the end goal, and it gives other people a chance to play ball when it matters most.
And you talked about that one team that always gets slighted. That slight scenario still is going to move out to the 13th and 14th ranked teams in the country. Meaning, Tyler, I'll start with you. We only got a minute for each of you guys, so make the quick point. But the bubble watch is going to be unbelievable in November and December, jockeying for position. It used to be the top four. Now it's the top 12. That bubble's moving up about eight spots. It's going to be crazy, Tyler.
Yeah, 100%. And the thing that I like, though, is that I think that everyone always would agree that the fifth team that would get left out of the traditional playoff that we experience would be an amazing team that could 100% compete and have a really good chance to win. Yep. That's the difference.
DJ, give me 30 seconds. That bubble's going to be crazy. It's like March Madness, right?
Just like March Madness, Marty. And I think, too, just what Tyler said is, you know, usually you were having that fifth team left out of the bubble, and now you're moving back to 13 and 14, and those guys probably didn't have a shot at winning the national championship anyway. So it gives us a lot of entertainment. It's going to be like March Madness. We're going to get a Cinderella story. I think we will get a team, and you know who my team is. I'm just going to say it. Colorado, that will be that Cinderella story that nobody believes in. That gets real close to the top. I don't think they'll win it, but I think they will be the school that turns it around, and we'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Good job. We come back here on Sports Byline. Good work out of you two fellas. We'll be right back.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at burn.blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Welcome aboard another weekend edition Sports Byline across the country, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and worldwide on our American Forces Radio Network. I want to thank Mario, who is producing this, and I want to welcome in the director of You Gotta Believe. Now, I know all these people in New York say, wait a second, a movie about the 1973 Amazing Mets, You Gotta Believe, with Tug McGraw. Well, hold on. We'll kind of spurs that in here. But it's Ty Roberts, who is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You got to believe about the West Side Little Leaguers going back 22 years, Ty, to a remarkable story, a remarkable run, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. But even before that, their regionals, getting to the Little League World Series. And it comes full circle on August 30th when it hits the silver screen, about 3 weeks away. On August 30th, you got to believe. Ty, welcome aboard, first of all, to Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate y'all's time.
Yeah, we appreciate having you. How did this come to you? I mean, this is a 22-year-old story, but that's not to say nothing that it's as poignant today as it was back then. Can you kind of give us the journey of this becoming a movie, and then we'll get to some of the other backstories? Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet. You know, Fort Worth happens to have uncountable great stories, I guess. You know, we've done two or three other films that take place in the area around Fort Worth, and we did a film called 12 Mighty Orphans about 3 years ago and screened it in Fort Worth and had folks come up to us afterwards and were like, you guys got to hear this story about the, you know, 2002 Little League World Series team here, West Side All-Stars, and, you know, what happened. And anyway, they sat down, one of our collaborators and the writer of You Gotta Believe, Lane Garrison, and basically talked him, several months into the project and basically gave him the history of it all. And he ended up going and meeting a bunch of the players and talking to a lot of the different coaches and everybody that was involved in the story. And he put a script together and he did an amazing job at it. And, you know, he kind of told me about it early on. And I was like, oh yeah, man, that's cool. I just didn't realize the depth of it or how much he was going to dive in. And he took a deep dive. I tell you, he really did. He did a great job with it. And, you know, the story became something that we all just couldn't let go, man. It was just such a moving, touching story. You know, we're all dads. We're all, I say we, it's my partner Houston and I in our production company, Santa Rita, and then Lane Garrison. We're kind of the three that were working on it to some degree. And we're all dads and we're all sports guys and, you know, we're all, you know, from Texas. And it just kind of took its, it sank its chops into us. And we just really kind of developed it from there, man.
Ty Roberts, again, he is the director of You Gotta Believe. It chronicles the 2022 Westside Little League All-Stars, who are a Little League team from Fort Worth, defying all the odds. They get to Williamsport. It stars Luke Wilson and Greg Kinnear, and Luke Wilson is the dying father of the first baseman, Bobby Ratliff, and the team dedicates the run, you know, and their season to the ailing father. And, you know, Kinnear is the coach. There's, you know, it also stars John Kelly, Molly Parker, Sarah Gadden, but Luke Wilson and Kinnear front and center. And I've seen it. Thank you to your publicity folks. Here's what I love about this, okay? It chronicles a story, and if you looked at it on the surface, you'd say, oh, yeah, great, Hollywood did a great job. No, based on an actual true story. And then they lose 2-1 in the ultimate final 11 innings to Louisville. Ty, I guess what I'm saying is, I'm not saying this was easy for you, but it was on a tee for you. All you had to do, really, was chronicle the truth, and it was going to carry over nicely to a movie, which you have successfully done. Is it as simple as that? Probably not. Let's hear.
Well, I appreciate the accolades. No, it never is as simple as that. You do just have to follow the truth in the story in many ways, but putting it all together is much more complicated. It became a real challenge. Last year we started pre-production in June, and we had notice of the not only the writers but the actors' strike by late June, early July.
That's right.
So yep. You know, that is like the biggest curveball you could ever get, and we buckled down and put our heads down and kept going, and we ended up having to restructure our whole schedule. But a 5-week shoot with all our cast, our primary, you know, Luke, Greg, Sarah, Molly Parker, our main SAG actors that we were going to shoot over about a 5-week period. We ended up having to shoot in a 2-week period and then shot everything else in the remaining 3 weeks. So it was, what was supposed to be a very straightforward, simple little film became a complete and total, jigsaw puzzle with the blindfold. You know, it was tough.
Yeah, we're speaking to director Ty Roberts. You gotta believe, and yeah, the 1973 Mets obviously chronicled that catchphrase, and it's now been brought first full circle with the Little Leaguers. Ty, guess where I want to go next? These Little Leaguers now, though, these are fully grown men with families and kids of their own. I love this. It took 22 years for this to finally get its due. I can only imagine. And do you have any backstory about these kids or these grown men now and how their lives have gone? And are they going to watch it together? Have they watched it together as a group? I mean, I'm dying to know now that 22 years have passed since this incredible story unfolded.
I don't think they've watched it together yet. I think a couple of them have. I know that John and Robert, the two brothers, they've started You Gotta Believe Foundation, and they do coaching around the nation, I believe mostly in the Southeast, perhaps Mississippi, but I think also in Fort Worth and a few other places. They do a lot of football coaching and quarterback coaching. And I think a number of the other guys went on and, you know, played baseball, and Walker Kelly went and played for TCU. I'm not sure who else went on and played beyond that, if they did at all. But, you know, everybody, as far as I know, is going to be there at our big, premiere at the end of the month on August 30th. So I'm looking forward to actually getting to meet everybody. I've only met a handful of guys, so it's going to be a very enlightening experience, I'm sure.
It is. Ty Roberts, again, the movie, as you heard him say, theaters nationwide August 30th. Again, outstanding story about the Little Leaguers from West Side Little League, which has got a storied history back to the mid-40s and never really won anything. And then here's my next question, Ty. As you put this film together, how is it that these kids somehow, short of suggesting divine intervention, but maybe not even stopping short of that, there was something at work that took these underdogs to the dizzying heights for which they achieved in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, you know, the decadent home of the Little League World Series, which is a global event. ESPN illuminates it throughout their whole platform of ESPN affiliates, and it's seen worldwide. This is an amazing story going back 22 years. What was at work with these kids? Was it just drawn together by a teammate enduring the unthinkable, a dad that he knows in all likelihood is not going to be able to beat cancer, and then they're looking at these daunting brackets that they've got to face? There had to be a sense of something higher at work here, or is that just too Hollywood? Let me hear.
Well, considering we're just Texas boys who make movies. No, man, you know, there's a brotherhood out there on a team, as you know, any sports team. And I think that you know, these kids wanted to believe and wanted Bobby to get better. And bless his heart, Robert was such a passionate young kid. And I think that just kind of emanated through everybody. And I think they just fought and wanted it to happen so bad that, you know, it just made them that more sharp, that much more attuned, and gave them the inspiration that they really, you know, were looking to tap into. You know, we all have it there. It's just a matter of how bad we want to tap into it, I think. And I think it was just the right time for it all kind of to come together. And it really had a profound impact on those boys. You know, they all knew Bobby, and I think it just became something bigger than any of the boys could really imagine. And I just think it all just came together in a way that made it feel right, and it made them come together as a team and just really feel like a family. So it just made sense. And I think that part of the story is such an interesting, you know, fresh take on it. You know, you really don't get to see that all that often, you know.
No, you really don't. Ty, you got to love the release. I mean, the Little League World Series is about to commence, as I said on the aforementioned ESPN. We all love it. You go into a restaurant on a Friday or Saturday night, or even during the week, there it is. You'll see the Little League. You'll see the kids. You know, the beautiful green background, all those fans sitting behind the wall. It's amazing. We're seeing youngsters out there. This was a bigger story, though, and I think the poignancy is played out when ultimately Bobby Ratliff dies and the kids, the Little Leaguers, are the pallbearers. Man, oh, man. Like I said, it's not like, you know, Hollywood took liberty with it. That really happened. And so these kids rallied around, again, something so, you know, morbid and difficult and dark, and yet somehow shown some amazing light. Can you just, in summation, just talk about, you know, what it meant to that whole community? Dallas-Fort Worth, the Metroplex is a big area, but man, this movie, these kids, this team resonated not only with that area, but I think the country. And now we get to have it recounted in our movie theaters. Let's finish on that note there.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. You know, the photograph of the young boys carrying out being the pallbearers was one of the first things I saw in doing the research to this. And that right there, to me, caught me at a level, you know, that I wasn't even expecting. Like, oh, my goodness, that really hits hard, you know, and it's hard to really imagine that as a young man to have to do that, and to have the gall, the ability to do that to someone who was a father figure in many ways and a coach figure. And so I think that spoke louder than anything. You know, the picture was worth thousands of words there.
Right.
And to me, that really inspired me and spoke a lot of what those boys and, you know, Fort Worth mean and their sort of support and love of this man and his family and what that meant as a community. I think that was hugely important. And that really drew me in to want to help tell that story, you know, to see that sort of dedication and strength in those boys. That would be, imagine, 12-year-old boys carrying out, you know, the coffin of a deceased father. That's tough. But wow, how strong could they have been?
Yeah, it really is remarkable. Listen, Ty Roberts, director of You Gotta Believe. It's the West Side Little Leaguers from 2022. It'll be in theaters on August 30th. I can't wait to read about it, see it again with a popcorn and a Diet Coke, and being a huge, huge sports fan and a big baseball fan. I can't wait. And again, it's in lockstep with the 2024 Little League World Series, which will be played out in its beauty and glory in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Ty, thank you very much. I hope we come back with your next effort. We wish you the best, many good reviews, and thank you very much for appearing on the program. We do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
You got it. There you go. Ty Roberts. We'll come back here. We're on Sports Byline. This is Sports Weekend across the country and around the globe on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Little Chicago summer music take us down the home stretch with what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. Look at the Olympics. You've got Friday night, you got Saturday night, and then Sunday's closing ceremonies. Paris 2024. I mean, Biles, Ledecky, the two basketball teams. Lyles, of course, runs the 100, wins gold, and then settles for bronze amid a COVID virus in his system. The United States in the medal count is 30 some odd medals ahead. Nobody actually declares official winner, but the medal count tells you all you need to know. And they were going into Friday action. They were going up two gold on China. Unofficially, I mean, if you get beat in the gold medal count, I think your opposition, the second or whoever beats you and tops you in the gold medal count has every right in my world to say, hey, we won because we had more gold. What they should do is have a point system, 5-3-1, 5 for gold, 3 for silver, 1 for bronze, tally it up and let the highest number win. But I'm the only one in the world that gets wound up over this stuff. But the United States certainly has really made a very, very strong impression on the world, and again, we're the greatest free country in the world, and our athletes, I think, have done an exemplary job, no question about it, in terms of that. All right, great job out of Tyler Levine today. DJ Shields football this weekend. It is the preseason variety, college football, pro football right around the corner. Don't forget, First Touch tomorrow night. We'll kick it off at 7 Eastern, the weekly soccer show live from Miami and from Athens, Greece. And they will have Manchester City and Manchester United to talk about. Daniel Ogden, outstanding work out of you as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy this weekend as summer's whittling down to about a month. Here on Sports Byline, it's Sports Weekend. Adios.